The US has told the United Nations Security Council that it believes Russia is responsible for poisoning Sergei Skripal and that it warrants action by the UN. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has reacted angrily to Britain's decision and has promised rapid retaliation. Europe correspondent James Glenday is in Moscow and he joined me just moments ago. James, how has Russia responded to this?
Well, Russia's promising to swiftly take retaliatory measures, and it's called this an unacceptable provocation. There's been a couple of fairly strongly worded statements. One from the foreign ministry said that this is all being done under a false pretext in a way to try and antagonize Russia and a way for the British government to confront Russia. We've also heard from the foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova. She told State TV this evening here in Moscow that there will be symmetrical and appropriate retaliation, though no precise details were given on what that actually means, but she did say it would be swift.
Now, how's the state media covering the story?
It's been interesting because this story hasn't been that high up over the past few days, but literally yesterday and this evening it was covered. It was essentially put forward that Britain had done this in a way that was unprecedented, was a flagrant provocation, and essentially Britain was accused of undermining the foundations, and I'll quote, of normal dialogue between our two countries. So certainly, I think the Russian reaction has been angry, and the essential message coming from here is that there's no proof, and this is an anti-Russian campaign.
Now, the tit-for-tat retaliations that Russia is indicating will come, what is the expectation that Russia will expel Britons, or is something else in the offing?
It's an interesting question because the speculation seems to be that if 23 of their guys get booted out of London, perhaps 23 of Britain's will leave as well, perhaps 23 diplomats from here. But there still is no precise details on that. There have been a couple of suggestions of the different things that could happen over the past couple of days. They've been whether they might be more sanctions, whether they might be diplomatic ties being cut off. But quite interestingly, there has been a little bit of discussion about whether or not this is kind of a Cold War mentality creeping back in. And most people here seem to agree that ties are probably only likely to get worse before things get better.
Europe correspondent James Glenday in Moscow.